You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Some people just see things, you know, Stugatz, beyond the X's and O's.
They do. Yep. They see when something's just a little bit off, right? The greats do. Mm-hmm. Oh, the great ones.
Let me give you an example, all right?
Please.
Look, that'd be Swiss rolls, the Swiss cakes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
You would say delicious, right?
Yeah.
Would you say delicious? Maybe you wouldn't say delicious, but most people would say delicious. And you try it and you're like, oh, they've had this tasted the same forever, right? No. I'd say roughly 6 to 8 years ago, something changed on the taste of the Little Debbie Swiss roll cake. And I don't know if it was the chocolate they were using or exactly what it was. It's not Yodels. Yodels, you look at Yodels and you look at Swiss cakes and you think Yodels, Swiss cakes, same thing. No, totally different animals. And you know that. Anyone who eats them knows Yodels and Swiss cakes are totally different things, right?
Yes.
But the Little Debbie Swiss cakes, at some point they changed it and there was just something off about the taste. And I said, I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it. Used to be my favorite thing. I would take it with me every day for lunch. And I just have Swiss cakes. Would you do the thing where you would try to like kind of peel off the chocolate roll around the outside? And then you just had almost like a fuzzy, it was almost like a velour type chocolate feel to it, or like a, you know, not felt, but it was like a different texture. It wasn't the smooth roll once you take off the smooth layer. And then sometimes you could eat that, and then you'd have like the rougher chocolate underneath. But something happened, just a little off. And I was like, I can't do the Swiss cakes anymore. And that's what was going on with the Chiefs this year, Stugatz. And we saw it.
Yep.
We saw it.
We did. We saw it early, and we tried to tell Dan. He just didn't want to listen.
Is he right about what he's saying, though? You agree with him on the specifics of the snack he's talking about there? What changed there? What was – have you gotten to the bottom? Is this a fact that you're saying that everyone would agree with, or is it just – one of these Billy observations?
Well, as a fact to me, 6 to 8 years ago, I'll look into this. I'll see if something changed in the recipe 6 to 8 years ago. But I'm telling you, something changed just slightly in terms of the taste. And I was like, this is not the snack that I love. Okay. Maybe it got healthier. Maybe that's what happened. Sometimes, you know, Dan, products get healthier. And at what cost, right? What is our health worth? I guess it all depends on each individual person, right? But what's the cost of something that you love? And someone decided, you know what, this would be better for them in the long run if I just change like this high fructose to low fructose. Where's the line in fructose, by the way?
You are asking a ton of questions. And I would just say that generally speaking, it's a direct proportion between how healthy something is and how much taste it doesn't have. Right. I would guess that this is what vegan lifestyles and everyone else would tell you, that they do the best they can if they're eating vegan. But if you're eating gluten-free, there's very little that's going to taste as good as something that has gluten. Isn't that what you're... Aren't you just basically dismissing all of health wellness when it comes to eating? Because Tom Brady would have you believe, Billy, that the reason he's able to age differently than all these other quarterbacks is because he takes care of his body differently than all of these quarterbacks. And he's the guy who famously won't have a strawberry. And like we've talked about, Bomani says of Trevor Price, the idea that when you tackle Ben Roethlisberger, you feel like you're tackling glass. And when you tackle Tom Brady, it feels like he's absorbing you, that it's like water because his body is so mechanically correct.
Here's the thing. That's nice and well for Tom Brady, but I'm no Tom Brady, okay? So just give me my Swiss cakes the way that I like them, because nothing that I do is ever going to get me to the level of Tom Brady, whether I eat horribly or whether I eat non-gluten this and vegan that and start talking to a Dr. Guerrero. I'm never going to be there, and I know that, and I've accepted that, all right? I'm just going to be me, and that's all that I can be. So just give me my Swiss cakes with the original recipe that I know and love.
I think that your theory is flawed, though. Once you're in the Swiss cake section of eating, is it healthy that you're going for? Why would they make anything like that healthy? Is there a healthy alternative? Am I ignorant here as to what it is? Because every snack, I don't feel like you eat correctly at all. What do you mean?
I put it in my mouth, I chew, I swallow. That's how you eat. How else are you supposed to do it? Am I missing something?
Well, you don't think of organic food or anything, right? You just eat. You're not thinking of what you should be eating.
I mean, I eat applesauce that comes from apple, that comes from a tree, organic, boom, right?
I mean, I don't want to live in a world where I'm thinking about what it is I'm putting in my mouth and my stomach. You give that much thought to it, Dan? I guess you do. I've been around you for 20. You
well,
do. You absolutely
but, and
do.
Nobody would have any proof of that from looking at me. It's the sad eternal conundrum that is my general body.
The great lengths you go
but
to?
But basically, what I eat doesn't make me any kind of hurting when it comes to gas or indigestion or any of that stuff. We're getting in way too deep here. But to be healthy or to eat healthy, you're generally speaking, you are going to dilute some taste. You're going to make some sacrifices on how things taste.
When's the last time you ripped a big fart? Seriously, I don't want to live in a world where I can't fart and fart big. I mean, I don't.
All right, put it on the poll, Guillermo. Do you want to live in a world where you can't fart and fart big? Yes or no at Levitard Show.
I imagine with all the fruit and vegetables you eat that your poop is kind of soupy.
Okay, we are going to do this. My diet is blood allergy related, and so I basically only eat things or ingredients that make sure that none of that stuff goes haywire. And if it does go haywire, it's because I've had an ingredient that is that runs contrary to some of my food allergies. This is way too, why are we
but
doing
what's
this?
What's the worst thing that can happen if you don't right, do that, right, honestly? Right. Like, what are you actually buying yourself? Like a month, maybe
well,
at
no,
the
it's
end?
Just, it's just the daily, at my age, it's the daily not having pain, not having inconvenience, not having energy problems. It's why I can be up so much. It's why I don't need that much sleep because I'm eating things that specifically keep my energy level up.
See, but that's where me and Tom Brady and Stu Gatz are the same, right? Because we go through the pain that this food causes us when we digest it and our body can't break it down or whatever, right? But at the end, the glory's worth it. Same with Tom Brady. He goes through the grind of the football season, all the bumps and bruises and hits, and then he wins the Super Bowl, right? So we're kind of the opposite. We get the glory on the front end, but we know that that's what comes with it. It's going to come with some of the pain and the pressure and the bumps and bruises along the way, but we do it. We do it for the glory.
Right. Super Bowl. That's what the big fart is for me and Billy, Dan. I mean, you need to fart.
Okay. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Stu Gatz is
I'm concerned.
47-year-old man who is a professional broadcaster, and what he has chosen to do with the freedom afforded to him by this platform is to shout, "You need to fart at me," and then laugh at his own joke for 10 seconds.
I showed some restraint because when Chris was talking about your bathroom habits, I didn't go with the soup in bowls.
Yeah, like, that was unnecessary. We've already spent 5 minutes here that I don't understand. I don't think the audience is going to enjoy very much. So let's move on to other subjects. Maybe they do, though, because I do feel like more and more Sugatz is being rewarded for you need to fart and fart big and then laughing at his own joke. And that's how the last, you know, 15 years of his career are going to play out. That's what's going to end up with Newsday profiles and everything else. You need to fart and fart big and then just overlap into the microphone. Boom. Give me several $1 million.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike. And typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right. You crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Have you ever wondered if Chet Holmgren might be a descendant of Abraham Lincoln, or if a UFC fighter could beat an alien in a fight? You might have not, and that's okay. I probably have thought about the UFC one, to be honest. But Shea Serrano and Jason Concepcion from the Six Trophies podcast have. If you love basketball, and more importantly, if you love fun, you gotta listen to Six Trophies, where Jason and Shea serve up the biggest moments from all around the NBA with their brand of unbridled joy, banter, and pop culture side quests. Each week, they hand out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities. Stuff like the Denzel Washington and Training Day trophy, given out to the player or team having the best week around the NBA. Or the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy for the team or player that just can't get it together. Plus a bunch more trophies for all the good, bad, or just plain head scratching moments from all around the NBA. This playoff season, you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So I wanted to talk about something, Stugatz, that I saw this weekend that you would have enjoyed so much, because we were talking earlier, Mike was, about during one of the breaks he was talking, and you were surprised that the Aussie Open was happening, and then it started yesterday, because sports are really confusing now, and things are in places that you don't expect them, and so you're just not expecting anything to be happening in or around the Super Bowl. That the sports sort of shut down and get out of the way for that. Is this the time of year that they usually do the Aussie Open?
Usually during the winter, they've had to alter it some. Guillermo, put it on the poll. Is Gael Monfils ever going to put it all together?
He didn't win that one major, the French. Didn't he win that once?
Man, no, man, he pushes. Sliderman pushes. That's his best tournament.
Right. Well, this is the thing that I wanted to discuss with you guys, though, because many people today, I'm assuming that the conversation on ESPN is some form of, is Brady the greatest ever, greatest ever, greatest, most ever, greatest ever, since 37 years old, greatest ever? How do we define him in the landscape of all of sports? Because he has become the ultimate winner. He has become somebody who gets to laugh today at everybody, anybody who doubted him, anyone who has ever said an unkind word, his own legacy coach is getting questioned by Stugatz today because Brady wins again. Brady wins as he always does. Brady wins at life, wins at everything, doesn't appear to be aging, has made clearly a deal with the devil 10 years ago. I reported it exclusively on ESPN that he had made a deal with the devil. And we just gave you three Hall of Fame careers that he's had in his life. And he's better than anyone ever at that sport where it's really win. It's really hard to win, as you've seen with Aaron Rodgers and everyone else, and he just keeps doing it in a way that's flabbergasting. And so the question becomes, greatest winner of our time, as Stugatz, this is happening in real time. LeBron James, this is pretty damn fascinating, as LeBron complains about not wanting to do the All-Star game, and I don't ride with him on that one, even though I'm pro-labor. These guys in the NBA are doing a lot of grandstanding now in terms of how much they care about their bodies and the league doesn't care about their health when they collectively bargained everything that is in those arrangements. And if they have a problem with playing in the All-Star game, which I understand why they would, I understand why anybody would, but you shouldn't have taken the money involved in the collective bargaining that is taken when you're playing that game. So if you're complaining that the league is doing it for money, that is money that you agreed to take as well.
I understand what you're saying, but I will say this. The one person that can say it is LeBron. LeBron has played at this age, after winning as much as he hasn't missed a game. He's giving the fans their money's worth every single night. Dan, and they agreed to that before a pandemic. And I think what LeBron is saying is, hey, you're asking me to play a second season. I haven't missed a game. Can I get a weekend off, please? Like, is that too much to ask, you know?
But what do you mean they collectively bargained it before the pandemic? This is the kind of stuff that was all discussed. This is a partnership on stuff. This isn't them being forced to do much of anything. Stugatz, they changed when and how and where the All-Star game was played in terms of rest for LeBron. They work with LeBron as a partner at every turn to tailor everything they're doing around LeBron. And he's earned it, and he's worth it. And he's underpaid by any measure that you choose, even as ridiculous as that is to say, because his sports shouldn't be salary capped. And so he is a great partner. But the league has been a great partner to him as well. And while everyone is grabbing at the money now, that includes the players who are grabbing at the money. You control that as part of partnership. And so what I wanted to say about LeBron, though, as I got sidetracked here, is look at how he's going to age now, Stugatz, because the thing that he's figured out, and I don't know if he's figured it out quietly or not, but he's figured it out. He's taking about 7 threes a game. And he's shooting 40% from three. When Dwayne Wade says this is the best LeBron has ever played, he's going back to that Heat season when he just decided just fooling around that one season.
Right.
He just decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a monster at efficiency this season. I'm just not going to miss a bunch of baskets. I'm going to take only smart shots. It was like he was almost trying to fool around in his prime with the system because he'd mastered the game. And he decided, I'm going to shoot like 60%, and I'm only going to take these clean threes. I'm not going to take any garbage threes. But now he's making everything, Stugatz. The way his game is going to age,
incredible,
because he's taking 7 threes a game and he's shooting 40%. And I don't know if you guys saw this a couple of weeks ago, but he was being guarded by Dylan Brooks and they were going back and forth, to speak to your point about how good he cares, how much he cares during the regular season.
A game on a Tuesday night against the Pacers. It's like game 7 of the NBA Finals to him.
But he faded away on Dylan Brooks and he made a shot that isn't a good shot, but he made a shot because he's really good at making difficult shots. And then he just did Dylan Brooks too small. He just kind of hit him again and again with, you're too small to guard this. And it is. It's unguardable. It's how he's going to age. He's going, right, to be able to make all those ridiculous shots in his late 30s. So you've got Tom Brady doing that, and you've got LeBron doing it at the same time. And they're going to be the standard. And everyone will say, well, LeBron, it's easier to do it the way LeBron did, but Tom Brady is now in Michael Jordan's class, and this is team sports, because the story I wanted to tell you, as you guys were talking about tennis, is that you would have really enjoyed, in individual sports, Serena Williams belongs somewhere at the top of this conversation, but it's different when it's an individual sport and a team sport. The reason Brady's getting a lot of credit is because we all know how difficult it is for all the pieces to match, so
everything
that
needs to work
so
out,
that Peyton, yes, Manning isn't just winning twice in his life. Look, man, nobody's questioning whether Patrick Mahomes is actually going to be great. A lot of the conversation,
he is great, Dan.
But a lot of the conversation, it's not, Stugatz, they'd be questioning it if 6 minutes had gone different in last year's Super Bowl.
Of course.
You say of course, but that'd be pretty dumb to do it that way. He's indisputably great at what he does, and he's not a choker. And yesterday, while it was the worst game we've ever seen, he's the one that's coming now for the things that Brady has. Like, it wasn't ridiculous for Jones and Hill to be talking before the season started about, what about 5 championships, 6, 7, because we expect to see them there all the time. But listen to this story, because I think you'll like it. It's one of those sports things that you like that gives you goosebumps when someone is great and knows they're great and sort of are casual about their greatness. Serena Williams was showing off. It was a tour of her Miami home. I don't think it's her main residence, but it is a palatial place, and her trophy room is larger than many of the apartments that people live in. It's a giant room filled with her trophies,
right,
and she's wandering around in the trophy room, and it legitimately goes like this. She's there walking through and she's like, oh, here's another one, Wimbledon trophy. Like, it's very casual, Stugatz. Here's another one, Wimbledon trophy. I think this is a Wimbledon trophy. And then it's like she can't figure out whether she's won Roland Garros twice or three times. Like, she's thinking about it and she's like, she can't figure it out. And that's her worst tournament, right? And she's saying, yes, have I won it two or have I won it three? But then she comes upon this and she wasn't saying it with any humor. It was just sort of matter of fact, this is how I feel about this. She's like, oh, there's a second place. How'd that get in here? That goes in the trash. Why is that in here?
The Wimbledon plates?
I don't know. Whatever it was. Whatever it was second place, and she was legit. But it wasn't. She wasn't even saying it with arrogance. She was just sort of like, I haven't been in this room in a while. I don't know what this is for. I finished in second place at something. Why is this in here? That's what we're looking at, though. We're looking at Tom Brady, while he was questioned along the path because you can't spend 20 years in this environment, in this Petri dish, without getting all sorts of questions. So he got Deflategate and he got, you know, hiding his phone from the NFL and what is he doing? And now we can still wonder, as he ages differently than everyone else, we can still wonder, how is he doing that? Is it science? Because LeBron is also aging differently than anyone with that kind of mileage on his body. And Serena is aging at about their age, though, like, she's lasted.
She's that, showing her age, though, a little bit.
Yeah, but of course. Yeah. How could she not be?
I think Tom Brady is actually selling this TB12 thing.
He really is.
Look into
it. He really is. He really is.
With his business partner, because he's doing something that we've never seen at a position. It's hard. You're seeing his contemporaries that were also titans of the sport fall by the wayside.
So he's piqued your curiosity on TB12?
But how can
There's
it not?
There's got to be something to it, right?
Stugatz, your choices are either that he's doing it by living the most organic of balanced lives that is connected to the earth and spirituality throughout the cosmos, or he's just taking HGH and has better science than everyone else. Yeah.
I'd go with the or.
But, I mean, those are your two choices, are they not?
Back in the game.
Yeah.
So now you're two
out of four.
Oh, wow.
Two out of four.
I didn't want to do that to him, but aren't those your two choices? And you led me there. That was a bit of a bait and switch.
A little desperate. I didn't even get the one that I was trying to lead you to. A lot of questions being asked about this Dr. Guerrero, right?
Gonna have a statue outside of two stadiums.
You tricked me.
Just say what you always say about Dr. Guerrero, please. Just say.
No.
Just under the phrase.
No, I'm not going to do it. I wasn't even going to go there today.
Something that's under something.
I wasn't going to go there today because today he deserves all respect and no questions, I believe.
Something that's under something.
I know what you want.
Blank, that's not a blank.
You led me to that. It's unfair what just happened there. It was like you had a leash and you were leading a dog to something because you want your prop bet to
come.
He's
halfway home.
Well, he's getting scared, though. He's halfway home, but he got scared. When he got one of them in the first 3 minutes, he got scared, and look at what he did. He just manipulated me.
I mean, what a family. That Tom Brady family. I mean, people call things power couples, right? Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, power couple. Not like that with Brady and Giselle.
Did you guys like that commercial?
The Shaggy thing? I dug that. It's cute.
Was that the best of them? You guys have to have commercial thoughts. Isn't that an obligated Monday after a Super Bowl segment? How did you guys feel? Isn't that one getting the universal praise as the best commercial of the day?
I like the Bud Light Lemonade Seltzer commercial.
That was pretty good, yeah.
That was being... I really like the ones that didn't... that handled the pandemic, but humorously, because you saw some messaging really struggle with, hey, you know, positivity and we're here for you because specifically we're all going through this. I like the idea of life handing you lemons in 2020 and Bud Light making lemonade for it. That was clever.
Who was the guy singing in the Bud Light Legends commercial? Who was the singer that they trotted out looking haggard that I don't remember as a famous singer? Roy, this is your wheelhouse.
That was the Real Men of Genius commercial. I don't know the name of the guy. He doesn't seem to be famous.
Oh, so okay. So I kept
thinking
he was...
Oh, so it's a repeat. I must have missed this one. So they went back to some of their older...
Well, they went to all the legends. There was Bud Light Legends, and I was expecting to see Spud McKenzie, but I guess that was Budweiser, not Bud Light, right? Or what was Spud McKenzie? That was not Bud Light. So they just went... The I Love You Man was in there. What were the others, Roy?
Cedric the Entertainer was in there.
Post Malone.
Post Malone. That's about it.
Which ones did you have, Chris? Did you enjoy? You guys kind of petered out there for me. We kind of petered out there as a team.
I mean, I'm just, that's, I saw that commercial and I knew Post Malone was in it. I didn't know anybody else. I was not a big fan of the commercials overall.
Spuds McKenzie was Bud Light. I'm surprised they didn't break that out.
It took a dark turn, that commercial, huh? They killed a knight, right? A knight like fell off the edge of a cliff and then they just kept partying.
Yeah, that led to the "I love you, man" joke.
Yes, that was they needed to work in the "I love you, man." So they just knocked off a night. It's exactly what happened. Why wasn't Spud McKenzie in there? Any theories about this? Has the internet solved this? What are you laughing about, Mike?
You really want an answer on this? Well, just rambling. Spud McKenzie?
You think if I Google it, there'll be an explanation?
He needs an answer. He demands it.
Where was Spud
Let's
McKenzie?
Leave it as the end of this segment is just a mystery. Where? Let's title this segment, "Where was Spud McKenzie?"
He's dead.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.